This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Véronique de Régis, an economist at the Mercatus Center of George Mason University, to comment on what is called generally the shutdown, which is not really a shutdown. It is an exercise that is repeated again and again by Congress. Sometimes the Democrats, sometimes the Republicans blame shift. But in any event, we've been here before. The fact that I find in Véronique's most recent column in Creator Syndicate is discouraging. September 21st was the transition from summer to fall. It was also the date that the U.S. government ran out of money collected in the tax year and was turning to the debt in order to pay for the government. $19 billion a day. So right now, while we're talking about the so-called shutdown, we're spending money we don't have. And my rough guesstimate is it's not the unborn who will pay for it. It's the unborn of the unborn who will pay for it. Véronique, it's trillions. So let us go to why they do this. The shutdown is because there's an arbitrary number that was picked the last time and that we're not allowed to exceed that number unless what? What is it that they do each time that allows them to extend the deadline? And then we come back to this same game. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the way they go about basically extending the negotiation that they're engaged in for the 2026 budget is by passing what we call a continuing resolution, which effectively extends the spending of 2025 into 2026. It's exactly the same level. There's nothing that's added, nothing that's subtracted. In this particular case, these numbers are numbers that were passed under the Biden administration with the continuing resolution that was passed in December 2024, and then they were reapproved in March of 2025. And that allows them to finish the job on the 2026 budget, which, by the way, they should have done, they should have finished already, but they haven't.
Let's go to the parties in order. Republicans, as you note, that they are fiscal hawks. That is the reputation. We care about the debt. We care about overspending. We care about the government being bloated. And what are they doing about it? They're participating in this shutdown, knowing that number that I gave it to the start, $19 billion a day. They're boasting about the Department of Government efficiency. We're still dealing with the DOGE idea. I thought that went away when Musk left town. But in any event, they claim that they saved $200 billion. You call that a rounding error. I think you're being flattering. What does $200 billion represent when it comes to the debt? Can we even see it?
Well, so it's worth noting that this year, right, the debt has grown by $2 trillion. And part of this started under the Biden administration, but all the rest happened under the Trump administration. And for all the talks about being fiscal hawks and wanting to reduce the debt and indeed having actually kind of curved some of the spending for Medicaid during the One Big Beautiful Bill, they just kind of they rack up the bills and they just seems comfortable with the current state of debt, and I think they make themselves feel better because they're telling themselves that they've taxed the Americans through tariffs and brought in over $200 billion in tariffs, and they've cut some $200 billion through DOGE. Well, I don't know how much really they've cut. through DOGE, I know that they passed a rescission package. That was the right thing to do. It was $9 billion to pass legally, really, some of the DOGE cuts. But the over $200 billion in tariff revenue, it's just not changing very much. We have $2 trillion of debt, and it's growing. We have $2 trillion of additional debt every year. We have, as you said, $19 trillion of deficit starting usually around the end of September that we add to the debt
$19 billion.
$19 billion.
Yeah, the T word is later, right?
Yeah, $19 billion. Sorry, $19 billion. Well, but you know, $19 billion here and $19 billion there, and you get a trillion. And soon you get $19 trillion.
Right.
So, but anyway, so it's like, and this is actually quite, that's my beef with a continuing resolution. While this is the right thing to do to allow them to continue working on the regular budget process, even though they're late, is the fact that the continuing resolution avoids a shutdown, but does nothing to actually solve our most pressing fiscal problems. And I assume that there's not going to be, let's say they get out of this shutdown, they don't cave to the Democrats, and they finish working on the 2026 budget. I don't think we're going to see the kind of things that put us on track for not accumulating an additional $2 trillion in debt in the next fiscal year.
I have a possibly mitigating fact about anything being positive in the next month. The Asia to West Coast shipping traffic has slowed remarkably in these last days, so much so that some of it might be off as much as 30% coming from China. Not only has the shipping numbers declined, but also the number of containers on the ships has declined. That sounds like the tariff. That sounds like it's the U.S. public is not buying. That sounds like hesitation. Won't that add to the problems that you've just identified for a slowdown in our economy?
I think it does, because most of what we actually import from abroad, contrary to what most people think, are not toasters or final goods. They're actually inputs that American producers need to actually produce the goods that they produce at a cost that the consumer find acceptable. They're also the inputs that they put in goods that they produce for exports. So the fact that the tariffs are making trading expensive enough, or buying these inputs abroad expensive enough, is actually a sign that we're about to see real increase in prices that are going to be shouldered by the American people.
We turn to the Democrats, the other party. I've always thought that Washington laughs at us because the worst you can do is number two. All right, number two wants to raise an amount of money from the continuing resolution to pay for some aspect of Obamacare. However, I'm told that it isn't a deadline and that the aspect isn't agreeable to everyone. They would work on it over these next months. Have I heard that incorrectly, that the Democrats are being arbitrary about not acceding to something they did accede to earlier this year?
Yes, yeah, so those Obamacare subsidies or expanded tax credits that were passed in the American Rescue Plan under Biden, so basically at a time where we weren't really in an emergency, but they're considered like COVID Obamacare extended subsidies, right? They were set to expire at the end of December, and it should expire. We're not in an emergency anymore. What they do is that they uncap income level. So it means that basically taxpayers now are subsidizing way, way more than they did before the extension for taxpayers that are just high income taxpayers, among other things. These were not set to expire until the end of 2025. And yet the Democrats are shutting down the government to use as leverage to force the hands of Republicans to extend those emergency Obamacare subsidies. That's wrong. And they're also hoping in the process that they are going to restore payments for NPR, PBS, but they're also going to restore the funding that was removed from Medicaid going forward. The stuff that basically Republicans used to pay for the tax cuts in the One Big Beautiful Bill. I mean, these are Medicaid reforms that are necessary. Basically, work requirements, removing subsidies and basically a tax scam for the states and providers. I think it's removing also illegal immigrants from Medicaid payrolls. The Democrats want all of these reforms to be canceled, and they want things to go back to the way they were under Biden. I can't see how Republicans cave to this.
And yet, at the same time, both sides are aware that we're adding to a debt we can't pay. They know this. They're not ignorant of it. So they're claiming that their short-term contest is more important than the long-term debt.
Yeah, and you know, a shutdown is actually is expensive because so you have workers, federal workers, assume that are furloughed. They're not being paid, but they will be paid, and they will be paid with interest. And then there are all the workers who are the essential workers who are working and who are not paid also will be paid back with interest. So actually, a shutdown means we're spending more money that we don't have than if we didn't have a shutdown. And I think that this shutdown is really squarely the fault of the Democrats. However, the fiscal mess in which we found ourselves in is not only one that was created by both sides over the years, but it's one that neither sides are really actually serious about addressing.
So what is to be done? We need to do this because I don't hear it enough, but I've heard it from you for years and I enjoy it.
What needs to be done? I know that the Trump administration likes to kind of fire federal workers. You know, I mean, maybe it's important to do some of that, but this is not what's going to solve our debt problem. Our debt problem is going to be solved when we restore the fiscal sanity that we need to not have a debt crisis and not have more inflation down the road. That means reforming the drivers of our future debt. That's Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Most people don't want to hear this. That is also restoring basically the idea that the federal government shouldn't have its hands on everything. It shouldn't be paying for a lot of functions that the states that are state function, that are private sector function. So you've heard me say many times, I'm against all subsidies, no matter what they are. Any subsidies to the private sector should end. A lot of programs and grants to the states should end. We need to work on the growth side of things, and that means we need to also deregulate the economy. I don't know that there's much appetite right now to do much of this.
There are claims, I see them now and again, when I don't report them to you because I listen, that Washington cares about the debt. They actually talk that way. Do they mean it?
I think there are the Freedom Caucus members in the House. They certainly mean it, for sure. I think Senator Paul absolutely mean it. I think Senator Mike Lee probably really mean it. I mean, there are some people, but the vast majority of Congress may actually kind of worry about some of it, but not enough to actually have the political courage than putting us on a fiscally sustainable path requires.
This is too gloomy. We need something bright. I'm speaking to Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center. And when we come back, I'm going to read passages of a new book from Thomas Piketty that We'll entertain Veronique, I hope, and she can help me interpret what this very famous French economist is up to now. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.